New research shows that changing demographics in the United States could bring big changes to election outcomes in coming years. In South Dakota, Native American communities are growing in population, while many other rural areas shrink. Increasing Native voters over the long term is one goal of the National Congress of American Indians. Peter Morris is a senior advisor at NCAI. The group is funding efforts to educate school-age kids on the importance of voting.
We think about those almost 500,000 Native young people who turn 18 every 4 years. That population is only going to increase in the years to come.
In South Dakota, an array of new young Native leaders are emerging to rally their peers towards civic engagement. One of them is Sikangu Lakota rap artist Frank Wan.
As Native peoples, you know, we're starting to organize. We're starting to let our voice be heard. You know, a lot of times people say Native Americans have no voice. I believe that's a lie. I believe we have a voice. We just need to better learn how to organize, and then people need to listen.
Wan is one of the young Native American artists featured in an MTV documentary on music and activism in Indian country. He backs efforts to educate school-age kids on the importance of getting involved in civic life.
It's easier to start kids on the right path and help them realize at a young age that they do have a voice and their voice does matter, rather than try to sway adults, you know, who live their whole life not realizing that they've had a voice. So it's very important to plant those seeds at a young age, so when those children grow up to be adults, our communities will be stronger.
In South Dakota, November's election saw a decline in voter turnout compared to the midterms in 2010. Statewide, there were about 40,000 fewer voters in 2014 than 2010. But four counties in South Dakota bucked that trend and saw increased turnout. All of those counties were on the state's reservations. Voting rights advocates say the numbers show their efforts are paying off, but they add there's still more to be done. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.